Johan van Biljoen, Chairman of the Institute of Professional Tourist Guides of Southern Africa. Good afternoon and welcome to 702.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to the listeners.
So let's just recap, right? 2020, South Africa was among the countries that selectively closed its borders for fear of the coronavirus. And after a long total travel ban, South Africa created a list of high-risk countries from which travelers remained banned. South Africa at the time declined to add any African countries to that red list. But here we are being banned from places like the European Union, the United Kingdom, the United States. And today I hear that Rwanda's added their voice to the banning alongside another African nation, Mauritius. Johan, how serious is this?
You know, I think from a point of view from where we stand as tourist guides, it's a complete catastrophe. You know, the tourist guides is basically the people or the ambassadors of South Africa. And with a cutoff like this, it happens immediately. And to find that, I think, such a knee-jerk reaction because of this new virus from South Africa, it's a bit of, you know, bad news for us in the sense that it shut down very quickly, very fast. And I think we have not yet recovered, never mind getting back on track. And now everything is, you know, pulled out from underneath us.
How do you even plan for something like this? Because let's be quite honest, the tourism industry was absolutely decimated by COVID-19 arriving here in the first place. We've seen double-digit percentages being shaved off tourism sectors, not only in South Africa, but the rest of the world as well. And I don't know about you, but the people that I speak to in the tourism sector, we're showing signs of growth, signs of rebound, and we're looking forward to a bumper December to start getting back in black, so they say. But you can't plan for an eventuality like this, right?
I think this is the big thing, or the big scary thing, is that nobody really anticipated such a thing so quickly. And like you said, you can't plan for it. Yes, slowly but surely our hopes were getting up to actually, you know, go forward, because people, especially in our industry, the tourist guiding industry, which in South Africa works mainly with international tourists, we've been sitting at home for 18 months playing with our fingers. And now you had to, you know, started seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. A lot of people were seeing, okay, we'll work this December because there's a lot of people coming to December. And especially from overseas, you get people visiting family and friend. And there's always a spin-off that helps our industry as the tourist guiding industry. But, I mean, within 24 hours, it's gone from having some look out to the future to absolutely nothing. It is incredible, yeah. How you plan for it? I don't think anybody in the world actually knows how to plan for it. Once again, I think the knee-jerk reaction was just too fast. Too many people didn't think about it. And, you know, a place like Rwanda now also climbing on board, yeah, that is devastating to all of us.
So, Johan, do we have enough local tourism to try and make up the shortfall? Obviously, people that live in South Africa earn rands, not euros, pounds, and dollars. But what's your message to people that are, for instance, stuck here now? They can't travel overseas. Or what's your message to someone that is looking for something to do in December? How much will we help the local tourism industry out if we make a short left in South Africa?
You know, in South Africa, I think the tendency has always been, especially for us as tourist guides, that we work with international guests. And I think we need to start taking a different point of view slightly. And, you know, local people always say, oh, yeah, but I have my own car. I can drive myself. I can go there by myself. But as a tourist guide, we really know a lot about history and facts that the local Joe Soap in Johannesburg and surrounds don't know. So I want to suggest the local tourism is keeping us alive, yes. But for us as tourist guides, we tend to be seen as the people who work for foreigners. And I think I want to say that, you know, a lot of the local people must start looking at maybe going with a guide to the city of Johannesburg. Your eyes will be open to actually see what normal people all usually tend to say, I don't go there because this, because that. And if you actually go with a guide, there's quite a bit to see. So, yeah, we have to rethink the whole tourism or tourist guiding side of it. Tourism, I think, for December is going to carry through, but it's not the big money stuff. It is, you know, the day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, a lot keep of you people afloat are visiting.
Yeah, and I think that will keep the doors open. But for us as guides, I mean, it's just fallen flat on the face. But if we start rethinking it, and especially, you know, local people doing the international tourist thing, then we'll survive. We'll get through it.
Johan van Biljon, Chairman of the Institute of Professional Tourist Guides of Southern Africa. Tough times. What is your take on how we can save the local tourism industry? Drop us a line, 0727021702.